Hi, everybody. Dr. Len Horowitz calling, speaking to you via live stream on love528.tv, and actually love528tv.net tonight. Also, BBS Radio. We've had some challenges last minute trying to get some audio signaling straight, but this is the Inside Hour. Welcome. Every Tuesday night, we come to you broadcasting live on BBS Radio. We also come to you via the live stream network, and as I said, the website is love528tv.net. Tonight, I'm with Sherry Kane, who's an investigative journalist. You probably, if you tuned in last week, you met Sherry last week. We had our first program in this new studio together in Long Beach area. We're actually south of Long Beach, California, and we are coming to you on an evening that's very, very interesting for us. We've been extremely busy. Tomorrow's a pretty big day. We're heading early in the morning to a studio to do a television broadcast for, believe it or not, Al Jazeera Television on all of the breaking news that we've been reporting to you over the last several weeks. We actually got an invitation from the Middle East's only independent news television network that broadcasts tomorrow afternoon to about 70 million people throughout the Arabic world mostly, and both in English as well as Arabic. We'll be sharing a program with you, much like we are tonight, dealing with the extraordinary revelations concerning those in the Partnership for New York City, David Rockefeller, Rupert Murdoch, and cronies, that are behind the trust that is associated with making a lot of money off of humanity's suffering with this thing called H1N1 pandemic flu. So welcome to the Inside Hour. I know that I've been in touch recently, actually this morning, via email with Reverend Roxy Hampton, who's typically joining us every week on the Inside Hour until she became heavily involved in the politics of Hawaii. And the subject that we're dealing with really has a lot to do with what's going on in Hawaii, because the Hawaiian people have been decimated. The whole culture has been completely manipulated by the same people and the organizations, institutions, as well as ideologies that are subject of tonight's program on this pandemic flu, the news that relates to it with regard to what's happening in New York, what's happening in Massachusetts, what's happening in Washington State. There's been breaking news over the last week, and also the same thing is happening right now, even tonight in Hawaii, where people are meeting, legislators are meeting, hearing from health officials as to whether or not they're going to allow for religious exemptions from these toxic vaccinations. So, Sherry, welcome to the Inside Hour. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Len. How are you?
I'm very blessed. Thank you, sister. Very, very good. So, you've had a busy time, haven't you?
Yes, I've been doing tons of research on this, and as well as doing tons of research with you, and it's just nonstop, isn't it? It never ends. When you try to get to the bottom of it, it's just there's more and more and more. It's just
unbelievable.
It's a nonstop, 24-hour, 24/7 thing we're doing, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's overlapping in so many ways. You know, you have Jay Rockefeller, Senator Jay Rockefeller, who's been pretty much at the forefront of the Democratic effort for healthcare reform. And he hasn't had an easy time. There's been quite a bit of resistance. And then there's another fellow who's involved in healthcare reform also. His name is Stephen Byrd, right? B-U-R-D. What do you know? What can you tell the audience about Stephen?
Well, Stephen Byrd is the wizard behind Barack Obama's healthcare reform. So if you think Barack Obama came up with the idea of the healthcare reform, there's someone behind him named Stephen Byrd. Of course, there's somebody behind Stephen Byrd. But let's talk about Stephen Byrd right now. Stephen Byrd is the CEO of Safeway. He is also the director of CAHR, that's the Coalition for Accelerating Healthcare Reform. So he's got his hands in the big pot of the swine flu vaccination marketing scheme. And if you've been to a Safeway lately or any of the supermarkets or local drugstores, you'll notice that there's a huge campaign to give you a vaccination. It's usually $20 to $35. At Costco, you've even seen one next to the caskets, right? They give you a one-stop shopping over there.
Yeah, it's like euthanasiaville, you know? You go to Costco and you expect to get maybe a hot dog and a pizza. What you get is a casket and a flu vaccine.
So, yeah, so basically, you know, there's a lot going on with these people, and we know that Stephen Bird is affiliated also with one of the partners in the Partnership for New York City. He's actually the co-director along with Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, it's Blankfein is his name. And Mr. Lloyd Blankfein is a CEO, director of Goldman Sachs, which actually funded Miramax and the Weinstein brothers that took over Miramax not too long ago. And you're talking about not only them, but you're talking about Disney and ABC. And if you remember the other day, you may have seen, and we're about to issue some press releases and actually some YouTube programming that deals with the Dr. Oz show. The other day, Dr. Oz, who's Oprah Winfrey's pick for being America's doctor, got up and told his whole audience that they're going to get free vaccinations. And he then allegedly took a vaccine. We don't know for sure whether he took that or a saline solution. But the whole thing was a fraud, and we're about to expose Dr. Oz and the fraud that he perpetrated on ABC, which is, again, intimately connected to this group of the world's wealthiest biotechnology drugsters, banksters, and basically genocidalists that are conducting this vaccination campaign under the guise of public health, when in actual point of fact, these are the same people that fund depopulation, population reduction programs. And if you think that's hard to appreciate, or you think that that's a foolish conspiracy theory, simply take a look at who is the science czar for the United States of America in the Obama White House. His name is John Holdren, and he is the co-producer, the co-author for the book called Eco-Science, which is a book that talked about the urgent need to reduce global populations. And one of the best methods that they determined would be appropriate was this manner of intoxicating the population with sterilizing agents called vaccinations. So that's a little bit more background.
It's all great. I mean, everybody needs to know the truth about what's going on. And let's go back to Dr. Oz. You mentioned that you think maybe it was a saline solution that he took, and we really urge everybody, if you haven't seen the YouTube or you missed the ABC show where Dr. Oz actually had someone administer him a flu vaccine, apparently a flu vaccine.
Yeah, that's what they said.
While he let the audience know that they would be getting flu vaccine shortly, the deadly flu vaccine, of course. But let's talk about why I believe that it was most likely a saline solution. Dr. Oz is somebody who checks his labels on all of his food. He's somebody that immaculately checks these labels. He doesn't eat anything that isn't healthy for him. So why would Dr. Oz even think about taking a vaccination without reading the ingredients of what's in it? And why would he not show the audience what the ingredients are? That was a definite curious question I had. So if he just randomly took this shot, which I don't think that he's that ignorant. I mean, he seems like, you know, he knows what's going on. So if he does, then he must be pure evil. And if he doesn't, he's purely ignorant. But he would definitely put...
No, he's stupid.
Exactly. Why wouldn't he show us what the vaccinations are? I mean, that would be clear to me, somebody who reads labels for everything that they eat.
Yeah, the whole program was a scam. The concept of there being ingredients that are hideously toxic that Dr. Oz would not want, nor would the drug industrialists, the audience to learn about, or the viewers to realize, is very clear when you actually even look on fluscam.com, which is the definitive website in the world right now that's been... We've been working very diligently on advancing fluscam.com, and all of the latest news releases that come from everywhere around the world are on fluscam. There's a 24-hour television network that's broadcasting right now on fluscam.com called fluscam.tv, and that the section that deals with the ingredients of vaccinations is on there as well. I have a little bit of news on what we did today early this morning with fluscam.com. I'll share with you a little bit later. But the page that you want to look at for the ingredients that you really won't find except in one document is the page that is the package inserts for all the latest flu vaccines, the H1N1 flu vaccines. They're all listed on fluscam.com, and if you read them, you realize something very strange. The package inserts don't have the ingredients listed either. And so to get the ingredients, I wonder if Dr. Oz took a couple minutes to read the Baxter patent on their method of producing the H1N1 flu vaccine.
I mean, think about it. This man doesn't eat anything but cane sugar, not regular sugar. He looks at every single ingredient, needs to be healthy. And what is he putting into his body? He's putting a bird from Asia, a corpse dug up from 1918 Spanish flu virus days, and the third thing would be the swine from Mexico. I mean,
what about the swine slop? Huh?
I mean, think about that. That's probably the worst imaginable thing you can put. I mean, for everything that he's eaten in his life that was healthy, he just sort of tore it all down in one second with that shot, if it was a legitimate shot.
Right. So it probably wasn't. And based on the other pieces of information, you have Dr. Anthony Fauci in the audience that Dr. Oz introduced. Dr. Fauci is an extraordinary fraud, a hideous genocidalist that I exposed in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola many years ago, when I showed you actually the science that was conducted between 1972 and 74, wherein Dr. Fauci's organization, the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, the world's leading infectious disease agency, America's premier infectious disease response organization, Dr. Fauci is the director of NIAID. He's also the cover-up artist who actually has been covering up the origin of HIV/AIDS through contaminated hepatitis B vaccines. In fact, between 1972 and 74, folks, and I published this in a few scientific peer-reviewed publications, including the Journal of Medical Hypothesis and the International Journal of Medicine, whereby I show the government contracts from the Special Virus Cancer Program of the people involved in the United States military's hepatitis B contracts to New York University Medical Center, Dr. Saul Krugman, who between 1972 and 74, on behalf of the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, gave the gay men in New York City, the blacks in Central Africa, and Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island in New York their injections of hepatitis B vaccines that had been prepared just like the Baxter Corporation's current H1N1 flu vaccines in contaminated green monkey kidney tissues. They're called vero cell cultures. But in this particular study, they not only used those, that is the 1972 for 74 study, they also used from the same monkey supplier the chimpanzees. Why that's really important is because every scientist who knows anything about HIV/AIDS knows that the closest thing going to the human AIDS virus is the simian immunodeficiency virus from the chimpanzee. And the missing link, or the smoking gun, if you will, that the whole scientific community has allegedly been seeking all these years is, where did the link to the chimpanzees come from? Well, that's what they've been suppressing. And it was the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Disease. It was the CDC, it was the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and it was the Merck Pharmaceutical Company. Those four companies that developed the four different strains of the hepatitis B vaccine given to those study groups, including the gay men that broke out with HIV/AIDS earliest, the Central African blacks, the villagers who took those vaccinations, and the company that shipped those chimps to New York, to Dr. Hilleman, from the Merck Pharmaceutical Company to be used in these trials, was the same company that held the contract in northwest Uganda to experiment on the African villagers. And so, essentially, that's what we're looking at here, Sherry. We're looking at an extraordinary, hideous picture of global genocide that's masquerading under the guise of public health.
Yeah, and they're a bunch of propaganda puppets for the power elite, wouldn't you say so?
Oh, that's unbelievable.
If you start to uncover what we researched and you go and do your own research, as well as if you want to go to fluscam.com and check out the affidavit online there, you'll be able to see all of the research that we've done on this. Just the other day, I went to see a movie, Inglourious Basterds, which was produced by the Weinstein brothers, both Harvey and Bob. And in that flick, it really depicts Hitler as the sole leader behind the Nazis, which is complete propaganda. Everything that we know now is definitely points back to the Rockefellers, even the swine flu today. So, I mean, all the vaccinations, I'll give you an example. We have Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch, he is somebody who is a major media mogul. He's probably the biggest one, right?
And he's co-chairman of the Partnership for New York City, which is the drug trust that's behind all of the emerging, not only vaccinations, but all the genito pharmaceutical drugs that medicine is saying that this is the future to save lives. In fact, it's poisonous garbage manipulating the genetics of humanity. Murdoch's right in the middle of that,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly. And the Partnership for New York City is also the people responsible for rebuilding the World Trade Center. They also partnered up with Larry Silverstein of Silverstein Properties, who purchased that World Trade Center to people
the lease,
remember,
yeah.
The lease
yeah.
6 weeks before it came down, and it was for 99 years. They took out an insurance policy on the building number 7, which apparently imploded from the inside with a bomb, according to people that were there.
And he said, we're going to pull that building before it was pulled, you know, before it was destroyed or demolished.
And we're connected with a lot of the survivors of 9/11, so the stories that come to us are really, really
horrible,
but compelling. It's really compelling information. And so if you really look at these people who are involved in this and you look at the Partnership for New York City and Rupert Murdoch, let's point back to him, he is also, his mother and him are both involved in the healthcare research and his daughter-in-law, Sarah, who runs the Murdoch Children's Research Center in Australia. That research center is actually in collaboration with CSL Pharmaceuticals, and CSL Pharmaceuticals are conducting swine flu trials right now on babies and children aged 6 months to 8 years old.
And guess what I just dug up this afternoon? You know, I'm going to surprise you.
Okay,
Sherry's been an awesome investigator, but I'm going to share a detail with her. This afternoon I learned that just about the time when Novavax Corporation, middle of April, was issuing with the Centers for Disease Control the first press releases saying that they had a Johnny on the spot vaccine to eliminate the risk of both H5N1 and H1N1, both the avian that kills 60% of the people it infects, as well as H1N1, Novavax Corporation, which I exposed royally back when I did that special report in April that is currently up on YouTube. Well, at that very same time, CSL Labs was being bought out. Guess by whom?
I can just take a big guess, but I'll let you tell
okay,
me.
Okay, who's the biggest vaccine developer in the world?
Merck.
Wow. See how much information she knows? Indeed, Merck. Imagine that.
Wow, and Merck is also responsible for the 1970 swine flu outbreak that left a lot of people with Guillain-Barré. And
yes,
during the Carter administration, Merck was the pharmaceutical company that produced the pharmaceuticals for the swine flu vaccination back then. And also, they are responsible for the HPV vaccinations today, which is the human papilloma virus, which is killing lots of young girls as well as leaving them sterile. So we really can't imagine why they're doing this. I mean, it seems like a great depopulation plan as well as a plan to just kill everybody.
Absolutely. That is absolutely true. The HPV vaccines are horrific, and they have been killing a lot of young girls particularly. There's been a lot of talk in the native populations. There's one terrible press release that is on fluscam.com of a group of Canadian aboriginals that are sharing their current hideous tragedy associated with HPV vaccines. The Merck Pharmaceutical Company has been behind global genocide for a long time. It's nothing new. In fact, if you go back in history, the Merck Drug Company received the lion's share of the Nazi war chest at the end of World War II. When President Roosevelt personally appointed the president of Merck to be the leader, his name was George W. Merck, to be the leader of America's biological weapons industry. So the whole biological weapons arena has been infiltrated by drug industrialists. In fact, the Merck company served as the principal vaccine manufacturer for the military, and that, interestingly enough, on the first expedition to try to find the swine flu from 1918 that killed approximately, according to the authorities, about 50 million people, it was Dr. Maurice Hilleman from the Merck Pharmaceutical Company that engaged that secret covert operation that failed, they said. but it was 1997 that they succeeded. And so that's more revelation that we have. I want to just take a minute to share what I put up today that would be of interest to every single real investigator. If you're really curious and a stickler for the science, understanding the genetics of this particular new strain of flu, H1N1, then I would encourage you to go to fluscam.com and read the latest posting there. It's a page that is called Genetics Swine Slough, or I'm sorry, Recombinomics. Recombinomics Swine Slough. And that refers to Dr. Henry L. Nyman, who is considered the world's leading expert in the genetic sequencing of the flu viruses as well as virtually every other virus, because he created this company, Recombinomics. Now think about economics. So it's recombination economics is what he's talking about. And so he's making money off of the analysis of genetic sequencing. Well, I had an opportunity. In fact, I was drawn into initially a dialogue that ended up what he called a debate on the issue of whether or not H1N1 and this current spreading pandemic is natural or man-made. And so, of course, you know my position that it's obviously man-made, and I don't believe it was an accident. And his position was that there was no way it was an accident, it didn't come from a lab, it was simply an evolution and a synchronous experience where somehow swine, avian, and 1918 Spanish flu somehow mixed to give us what we're looking at today. Well, I'll tell you, when you read through that, you'll see what kind of a challenge I had in discussing this matter with Dr. Nyman, and that you'll see that, interestingly enough, we caught him in a gross lie, going back on what he initially said at the beginning of the debate, only to twist and try to turn his way out of this issue that he basically got himself into. In essence, I declared myself a winner of the, quote, debate by default, by his inability to answer basic, simple questions straight on and respond to the science of this matter straight on. I think the general audience, you folks out there, can see what's really going on at the highest levels of the propaganda machine used by the drug industrialists.
Yeah, I think that I read that posting, and I believe that Dr. Nyman definitely, he was diverting, always, you know, diverting what the real answer was. He never quite answered you and what you asked him.
He never answered anything.
He just kind of went around the question but never answered it. And so I believe that either he's probably just working with them and doesn't want to
see. Oh, he's on the tape.
You know, of course. I mean, he's aware of it. I'm not sure if he's probably a Manchurian candidate. That must be,
yeah.
You know. Or maybe he's aware of it. He's completely aware of what he's doing and he just enjoys it.
No, I had that discussion with Steve today. You know, I was on this afternoon with a reporter that Sherry knows very well because she also interviewed with Steve. He broadcasts from
BBC,
he's based in Spain, and his signal goes out all over Spain and in the UK as well. And we talked about this issue of Dr. Nyman and looking at these matters of how the public has been so royally deceived, and yet so have the healthcare professionals. The people who think they're doing good, you mentioned Manchurian Candidate. Well, if you've seen the film Manchurian Candidates, folks, you know the medical Manchurian Candidate is a medical doctor that goes through school or a professor or a geneticist like Dr. Nyman, who actually thinks that they're doing the right thing, believes in whatever philosophy or ideology, whether it's working for a government covertly, they believe that this is for the best interest of everybody, but yet something triggers them so that they become murderers. And given the fact that medical doctors are licensed to kill and they're medical Manchurians, that is that they're trained like every other cult is trained. You know, I call it the American medical culture, whereby you're engaged in this abuse, in this trauma-based learning. You're literally kept from sleep. You've got sleep deprivation and peer pressure, and constantly over and over and over again, you're getting this reinforcement from these professors and the authority figures who tell you that popping magic pills to cure every ill would never harm anyone, or the harm is far overshadowed by the benefit. And so this is the way the drug culture is ingrained in the medical doctors, that pretty much most of them go there because they want to help people. They're humanitarians at heart. They want to have a career that serves to save lives. And yet they end up being medical Manchurian candidates with a license to kill.
That's exactly right. I mean, we've uncovered most of the most powerful people in the world, and we'll go back to Inglourious Basterds and that movie that
was about, powerful.
I mean, about World War II and about the Nazis and how they just made Hitler out to be the leader. When you think about it, the most powerful people in the world, and a lot of them were of Jewish descent, they were actually backing Hitler, and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and
the Warburgs,
exactly,
the bankers of Europe. And where did Rockefeller get his money? He got it from the Rothschilds, that many historians say is of the Jews also. So here you have two Jews saying you've got a gang of Jews who are engaged with the Partnership for New York City that are literally advancing global genocide. And frankly, we're petitioning the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, which is supposed to be out there with the motto, it shall never happen again, and yet it's happening right now. And so we're encouraging the ADL to do the investigation that we've been doing. And we're actually calling on all nations right now to cease and desist vaccination programs until there is a definitive criminal investigation into all of the documents and all the evidence that I've posted on fluscan.com in the affidavit. Again, the Cherry helped tremendously in bringing about the revelations therein.
Well, thank you for that credit. I appreciate it much.
It's well deserved.
Anyway, he's wonderful to work with. He's a great writer and a researcher, and it's really been a pleasure working with you on this. And really, I believe that we are doing something that God appreciates as well. We're doing something for humanity, and we want everybody out there to get involved in this, even on a grassroots level, because what we've uncovered is that the mainstream media is really, really protecting what gets out in the world. And the only way that we see is like when we went to the PTA meeting of the schools associations and the board meetings and talked to the superintendents and brought flyers and stood up in front of them. And Dr. Horace was great. I mean, he did convince a whole group of people in the audience, well, mostly every parent in there, to actually think twice about giving their child a vaccination. And when this supposedly emergency response comes along, those people also have to definitely be concerned and aware that this could possibly happen. And we're going to have that posting up on fluscan.com with the flyers that they can take to their parent teachers association.
Yeah, actually, they're already there. There's one more that we're working on, but there's so much great information for you to download for free from fluscan.com. We highly encourage you to do that. Also, while you're there, click on the link that says Oxy Silver. Because the more I get engaged with the research in the Oxy Silver and the need for it urgently today, because we need a whole transition out of this medical madness. We need to literally have alternatives, and we have to have alternatives that are simple, that are safe, totally safe, that are highly effective alternatives to the poisons that they're giving us. And when you study Oxy Silver, it not only gives you all of that, but the information gives you a literal paradigm shift on a whole orientation to healthcare. That's what I love about it. So click on the link to oxysilver.com when you're on fluscam.com and learn about it and help us to spread this really important technology.
Yeah, I mean, it's important that we definitely get the word out there and increase awareness. And we're starting the Healthy World Revolution. This is the beginning of it.
Very important.
That's part of the Enlightenment and people just waking up to the truth. I want to go back to a lot of the research that we did with the media and how involved they are in this whole scheme to take us out. Would you say, is that what their scheme is?
So you got Rupert Murdoch, who's in charge of not just Fox, but the whole Time Warner Cable. You've got him overseeing all of these other incredible media organizations and corporations. You've got this Mortimer Zuckerman, right, who is U.S. News and World Report editor-in-chief, who is a major mover and shaker in the real estate affairs and industry, and has his fingers in the vaccine pie as being infamously connected to the Lyme vaccines that the FDA speciously approved of, knowing full well that 25 to 26% of the people who were going to get the Lyme vaccine were going to sustain hideous illness of Lyme and the arthritic conditions associated with it. Now, that was very clear, and Mortimer Zuckerman was behind the organization that was chiefly promoting the Lyme vaccination. And how about Thomas Glocer? How about that's a real winner, isn't it?
Thomas Glocer. Thomas Glocer is actually the CEO of Reuters. Reuters wire service, which people know as Associated Big. Press, Reuters. And he's also the CEO of he's a director, actually.
He's the director of
Merck Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Merck Pharmaceutical Company. Director on the board of directors of Merck is none other than your editor-in-chief of Reuters News Service. Why is that also very interesting? It's because it was Reuters News Service that broke the initial story on the spreading H1N1. And it's interesting because Sherry mentioned a couple minutes ago about Larry Silverstein, who is the property manager and leaseholder on World Trade Center, heavily insured it, currently rebuilding it, wherein the lease for the Partnership for New York City is with Larry Silverstein, who is a co-partner, in fact, with the Partnership for New York City. That's a co-partner with not just the state of New York, but also the United States federal government. And you begin to see the connections, like with Blankfein, right, Larry Blankfein, or what was it, Lloyd Blankfein, that this CEO of Goldman Sachs that funded this Weinstein group that did the movie. Weinstein Company that did the movie called
Inglourious
Bastards, which is a complete propaganda piece. You have to understand just sidetrack for a second. If you see the movie Inglourious Basterds, and it's a brilliantly directed and shot film, it's horrific. I personally left nauseated, but it's a good film to see for production quality, and acting was superb. But the reality is the funding for this movie came through the Weinstein Company by way of this man, Blankfein, who is intimately connected with the most wealthiest of all companies or organizations in the world. It's the Business Council, isn't that right, of New York?
They're on the Business Council along with Stephen Bird.
With Stephen Bird from Safeway, which is why when you go to Safeway now and you check out, they tell you for getting the flu vaccine, they're going to give you 10% off of your next food bill. So all of this is like totally connected, whereby you begin to unravel this hideous picture of global genocide being conducted under the guise of public health, and that you've got really a handful, wouldn't you say, a handful of guys in the center of it pulling all the strings.
Oh yeah, you can even tell about William Zuckerman and Anthony Fauci, who was on Dr. Oz's show, and about their affiliation. Didn't he give him an award for a lifetime achievement award?
Yeah, imagine that. Dr. Oz's show the other day touting the flu vaccinations, they had Dr. Anthony Fauci, who I shared a little bit about a couple minutes ago, but the award was for American heroes, and Mr. Zuckerman gave Anthony Fauci one of those awards. I believe that Dr. Fauci deserves more than that award. I believe that he deserves to be brought before a criminal investigation for the charge of genocide. And that clearly the evidence speaks to that. It's very compelling. And that Dr. Fauci's own conflict of interest, Dr. Oz didn't mention. That is, Dr. Fauci is the co-patent holder on one of the adjuvants, the additives to the vaccinations. There's squalene, which is this oil and water solution that was the principal cause of Gulf War syndrome. Hundreds of thousands of servicemen and women engaged in serving our nation and protecting world, supposedly, democracy by going to the Middle East, getting anthrax injected with squalene, which caused their own immune systems to begin to attack and destroy their own bodies. That's one of the additives that's very dangerous in many of the vaccinations, although Dr. Fauci may have lied when he said that none of the American vaccines are going to have this kind of adjuvant in it. We can't be sure because they didn't give us the ingredients. And the Dr. Fauci is also the co-patent holder on what's called interleukin-2, which if you study that, is intimately connected to AIDS vaccinations and AIDS research, boosting the immune system supposedly or increasing the response, although the latest study, in fact, even confounds Dr. Fauci. I'm going to give you a website address right now to check out all of our previous press releases on this topic and more. It's on healthyworldstore.com, and where you go to Healthy World Store, you'll find all the books, DVDs, CDs, many of these that you see behind us right here. These are publications from Tetrahedron Publishing Group that have been publishing my work for about almost 30 years. And that this store has, at the bottom of the home page, it has a newsletter archives. And if you click on that, you'll open up all of our press releases, including the one where we shared with you the fact that Anthony Fauci has actually already been criticized heavily, indicted, because he's taking taxpayer money as a public official, and he co-patents this interleukin-2 patent, and then the proceeds, the royalties, he's collecting. And so this is part of the conflicting interest that he didn't mention on Dr. Oz's program. Dr. Fauci is the number one promoter in the United States of these dangerous flu vaccines.
That's right. Do we have the toll-free number, by the way?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, the toll-free number to call Healthy World Store is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787.
Great.
Thanks for that reminder.
You're welcome. So we want you really to research everything that we're talking about right now. We want you to open up your eyes to the truth, because what we're bringing to you is the truth. We've gone through lots and lots of research, days and days and nights and nights and nights and nights. I don't think I've slept sometimes in days just doing this. There's no end to it. So let's talk about, let's go further into it. Who is behind Rupert Murdoch? Who is behind the partnership of New York City? Who is really pulling the strings behind him?
Behind Rupert Murdoch and behind Rockefeller really stands the royalty of England. And it's not really a jump and a foolish conspiracy theory to make that claim. If you look at Rupert Murdoch's mother, who is 100 years old, her name is Elizabeth, and she is overseeing right now the hospital that takes in the destitute women who can't afford care elsewhere, and she's currently overseeing the clinics that are conducting the Merck Pharmaceutical Company's new acquisition, CSL Labs, the company that's testing pregnant women and with H1N1 vaccinations. And when you consider that, I mean, I can't believe it's right out of Joseph Goebbels' propaganda book. Joseph Goebbels was the propaganda minister for the Third Reich, who told Hitler and showed the world, actually proved to the world, that if you tell a lie long enough, eventually it will be believed as true. And the greater the lie, the more people will believe it. Well, this concept of vaccines being safe and effective over and over and over again, that's what the doctors and like Dr. Fauci and the people who joined him on Dr. Oz the other day, that's what they're repeating over and over and over again. And in Australia, at this clinic, I cannot believe that people in medicine actually have fallen for this grossest lie of all, because a pregnant woman has a developing fetus. The fetus is growing so rapidly, and the most delicate of all of the tissues in the developing fetus is the nervous system. And when you get injected with the flu vaccines that do contain mercury, that mercury and just the sensitivity alone of the vibration, even in the homeopathic sense of the vibration of mercury, is potentially intoxicating. The fact is that medical doctors all know never do elective procedures on pregnant women because of the risks involved. You don't want to do anything but treat them with tender, loving care. But yet here we are now in 2009 telling doctors, and they're believing in mass, that it's safe to inject one of the most toxic, neurotoxic substances on planet Earth, mercury, that the United States Congress and investigator Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy Jr., investigate, and numerous other authorities, and not just Andrew Wakefield, but many, many authorities, including the suppressed Verstat et al. Study by the Centers for Disease Control in 2000 that proved, hands down, that the injections of mercury into our children are associated with neurodevelopmental disorders, everything from the behavioral problems and suicidal tendencies
autism.
And autistic spectrum disorder, autism, depression in our children is associated with these increasing mercury levels time after time they get vaccinated. Well, this is what that Rupert Murdoch's mother, Elizabeth, is overseeing the Merck Pharmaceutical Acquisition CSL Labs trials for the pregnant women for the new flu vaccines with mercury. Now, that's not the only piece of evidence that brings Murdoch and Rockefeller to the royalty of Europe. Because when you look at the connections to several of the drug industrialists, the insurance companies that are involved with this group, General Electric comes up a few times. You've got also the understanding, if you go back in history, of where did Rockefeller get his money? And where does Rockefeller family owe their allegiance? To the Rothschild family of Europe, which is the money managers for the royalty of Europe for centuries now. And beyond that, if you study genetics, and if you read the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, this book right here tells you exactly the Pirates of the Sacred Spiral is George Soros' group with J. Craig Venter and Dr. Thomas Monath. These people were intimately engaged in this whole thievery and stealing this human genome project from the university professors and the doctors who were working feverishly to unravel the genetic code of human beings for the benefit of humanity. Well, 2 weeks before it was finalized, J. Craig Venter, an agent for George Soros' organization. Now, George Soros is the Quantum Fund manager. The Quantum Fund is the most lucrative of all investment organizations. They typically make about 35 or 36%, even in a down economy, for their clients. Their clients include 99 of the wealthiest European families. And there's a lot of important significance of those numbers that I go into in another book called Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, where you begin to understand the power of numbers and mathematics. It's another subject. We'll do it after the flu season is over. But when we get back to the good news. But the fact of the matter is George Soros is currently engaged, along with the Rockefellers, of all of the genetic patents and all the sequencing to the future manipulation of all species, not just the human race, but also every single species. And that's why you read about these experiments of altering, mutating, hybridizing tomatoes and frogs and lambs and creating half man, half animals.
There's a lot of genetic things going on. I think the next step is they're going to push certain vaccines that are going to help you you genetically,
and that's
the new. That's going to be the new way for them to make more money. Is to say, okay, we can correct you through genetically altering what's going to happen. We can, change what could happen to your child if they're going to have a disease, if they're going to have a certain eye color. They're just going to have a vaccination for everything.
Everything, and it's called Genito Pharmaceuticals. And let me tell you what gene therapy is. Because Sherry's absolutely right. This is where the whole field is going, and this current flu vaccine scam where they tell you that these vaccines are safe If you really studied how they've studied them for safety, you'd be appalled. The gross negligence and the manipulation. The control groups are completely not control groups at all. Their control groups are not giving saline solution. They're giving actually vaccinations with mercury. So the reality is you can't trust these people, but the fundamental understanding is that gene therapy is taking a bacteria, taking out its innards, instilling in it new viral particles, or taking a virus, taking out its genetics, leaving a blank viral envelope or a phage, and then sticking in it new genetic materials, culturing it, cloning it, mass producing it, making a vaccine with it, and then injecting it into people in the hopes that it's going to do exactly what the AIDS virus does. Because the AIDS virus is just like that. The AIDS virus has an enzyme that basically cleaves the genetics and allows this new sequence that calls for the production of new viruses, new AIDS viruses, instead of the normal production of normal cell proteins. And it deals with reverse transcriptase, which is an enzyme that Dr. Fauci is implicated with, because interleukin-2 and Dr. Fauci's work and Dr. Robert Gallo's work, the fellow who allegedly discovered the AIDS virus in 1984, come to find out he was actually working with the group that shipped the contaminated chimpanzees to the Merck Pharmaceutical Company in New York, where I told you earlier that hepatitis B vaccines were being prepared. Well, that was Dr. Robert Gallo, good friends of Anthony Fauci. Fauci's always sticking up for Gallo, and the reality is that both are heavily implicated in this genocide.
Well, that's a lot to swallow, I'm sure, for everybody that's listening tonight. We really gave them a tremendous amount of information, and we'll be back every Tuesday night to just keep you updated out there on what's going on, and just letting you know what new laws have occurred and what you can do to protect yourself. We don't have much. I think we are really going down on the hour. We only have a few minutes left. We want to wrap it up, and we want to just, what would you say to the public right now? What would be our ending message? I would say that definitely you need to stay healthy. You need to make sure that you take your OxySilver, like Dr. Horowitz said, and also go to thehealthyworldstore.com and check out the other products. There is another product called Zeolite.
Zeolite, very important for detoxification, folks. The more pure you are, the more your Holy Spirit-filled body is capable then of sustaining you, of fighting off, warding off infectious diseases. And for those poor fools at this point who have been persuaded to take vaccinations, they're going to have a lot of detoxification to do. And the most powerful of all detoxification agents on this planet is called Zeolife, Zeolife.net. Go to Zeolife.net for more information, and you can order it, again, by calling that toll-free number, 888-508-4787, and then do it soon, because really, you're going to need to stockpile some of these things if the government authorities are going to get their way in creating such an emergency. Like Dr. Oz was saying, and many authorities are repeating, they want you to store a month's supply of food and good pure water. Make sure that you're drinking pH 8 adjusted water, because you want your body chemistry to be alkaline. You want vitamin C, vitamin D in your household. The bowel tolerance dose will prevent the flu. By the way, it's a great antiviral, vitamin C is, and a broad spectrum antiviral at that. So you want to be thinking about those things for preparedness. And then I think the other thing that we want to recommend is that you look on the lighter side of this. We could very well turn this whole thing around tomorrow. I'm going to be, as I mentioned, on Al Jazeera. 70 million people worldwide. You're welcome to join in if you can find the stations that are carrying the signals. It's a satellite broadcast. And that the good news is that last week, the Nurses Union of Washington State actually won an order by the court to maintain their religious exemption. They were getting forced vaccinations there in Washington State. There was one nurse that refused. They went to court, and the judge found for that nurse, as well as the whole organization, the union that backed the nurse. So this is a great victory. It's landmark, and it should be repeated everywhere else across the United States. We, the people of America, need to protect our own freedoms, and we need to call on our, not just legislators, to protect us, the sheriff's departments, school administrators. All these folks need to be educated. And so it's really up to you to do that. All of the material is there. The resolutions that I urged you weeks ago to take to your councils, like Reverend Roxy is doing tonight in Hawaii, to bring about the legislation to reinforce your religious exemption. It's vitally important that you maintain choice. Remember this. The two most important gifts that the Creator ever gave humanity are these two. Number one is free will, freedom of choice. Number two is your God-given gift of the immune system, your natural immunity to infectious diseases. This issue of vaccinations, forced vaccinations, mandated vaccinations, where you lose your freedom of choice and then you lose your natural immune capacity to respond normally to infectious diseases, is the greatest crisis in Earth's history. So I want to thank you for doing whatever you can. In advance, I'm thanking you. Spread the information around, share it with everybody, and then make copies of the resolution, bring it to your town council meetings, bring it to your legislators, educate everyone you can. Everyone that you educate may educate others. In that way, you'll be saving lives. That's what it's come down to. It's an urgency and emergency situation for life-saving your family, your friends, your relatives, people who have ears to hear this information. You know, Sherry, I don't know about you, but everywhere I go, whether I'm at the gas station and I talk to people or the grocery store or I'm in an elevator, if I strike up a little conversation for more than a couple seconds, I'll say to them, listen, I have a hundred, like the waitress the other night, I said, you know, I have a $1,000 tip for you tonight. She said, oh, there's no need. That's ridiculous. I said, no, I seriously do. I said, here it is. Don't get vaccinated with anything. She looked at me. And because 50%, more than 50% of the public right now is already awakened to this message of how risky the vaccinations are, she already had some sense that I was telling her the truth, and she suddenly smiled. She said, thank you. Yes. I said, don't let your family, your friends, anyone get any vaccinations. And she said, thank you. And she walked away with a great big smile, and she knew what I meant. It was worth, virtually, it was a priceless tip. It wasn't just worth $1,000. You have the capacity to deliver that message and to save lives. So I urge you, do it now. They're delivering the vaccines right now. So there's no time to lose.
Along with the body bags, right?
The body bags, the coffins. Alex Jones has been at the forefront of exposing all of this.
FEMA,
the quarantine camps. All of this is beautifully studied, investigated, and posted on fluscam.com. Tell your friends about it. Go there. Watch the television. And be engaged in the contest. There's even a flu scam contest for videographers on fluscam.com. In the meantime, I think, Sherry, you want to say last words?
Yeah, I want to just tell everybody, God bless you and stay well. And it was great to be on your show, Dr. Lawrence.
I hope you join us again. Yeah, you're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, folks. Stay tuned for Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on BBS Radio. Next, right here on BBS. Bye for now.